Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There is no work in the world more crucial to the growth and effectiveness of the Lord's kingdom than that of being an elder in the Lord's church. I'm not attempting to minimize the work of preachers, of deacons, or of other church members, but that work depends to a great extent on how well the elders do their work. Churches with weak elders are likely to be led into apostasy, as has happened both in the first century and in the centuries which have followed. Apostasy could be stopped early if the elders realize their enormous responsibilities. All elders in the Lord's church need to realize that they will have to give an account for the members in the day of judgment. Hebrews 13:17. Peter identified himself with elders in the Lord's church and exhorted them to fulfill their duties. The word exhort means to urge, to admonish, to encourage. Peter's admonitions included feeding the flock of God which is among you, that is, members of the local congregations. The word feed comes from a Greek word meaning to shepherd. In the English language, we seldom use the word shepherd as a verb, but that was the way Peter used the word. So did the Apostle Paul in his farewell address to the Ephesian elders. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed or to shepherd the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Acts 20:28. Our Lord used the word feed or shepherd three times in his discussion with the Apostle Peter. After the apostles and Jesus had eaten together, our Lord singled out Peter and asked him, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? Peter answered, You know that I love you. Jesus then instructed him very tersely, Feed my lambs. Two more times Jesus asked Peter if he loved him. Each time Peter answered in the affirmative. Jesus said each time, Feed my sheep. Incidentally, when Peter exhorted the elders, Feed the flock of God which is among you, he limited their responsibilities and authority to their own congregations. They could not shepherd a flock 10,000 miles away or even 100 miles away. What is involved in tending or shepherding the flock? The truth is, the people of Palestine had such a broad knowledge of sheep and flocks that Jesus and the apostles did not have to explain to them as he would have in modern America. Our Lord outlined the responsibilities of elders in a few statements. Shepherds had the task of leading flocks into green pastures. Is that not what David said about God's shepherding his own people? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 23:2-3. The good shepherd makes sure his sheep are well fed and watered. Are not elders in the Lord's church to see that all members are fed spiritual food? Are members being fed in most churches in our day? Elders must make sure that wolves are kept from the flock. Paul exhorted the Ephesian elders to take heed to themselves and to the flock. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, also of your own selves. Shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them? Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one of you, night and day, with tears. Acts 20:29-31. Jesus gave the same warning to all Christians, not just to elders. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 7:15. Elders cannot afford to be careless. They will have wolves to steal the sheep. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.